USA News. I'm Lance Pry. The suspected gunman in a deadly mass shooting at a Midtown Atlanta medical center was arrested after about an eight-hour-long manhunt. 24-year-old Deion Patterson is accused of shooting five women, killing one. Three of the women are in critical condition as of last night. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens.
During an enormously tense afternoon and evening, I want to thank our citizens for keeping calm, staying in place, and for providing critical information to law enforcement throughout the day.
Interest rates are going up again.
The Federal Reserve has announced they are raising rates a quarter of a percentage point for the 10th rate hike in a row. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
We've raised interest rates by a total of 5 percentage points in order to attain a stance of monetary policy that is sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2% over time.
While recent reports show inflation is cooling, it's still not near the Fed's target rate of 2%. I'm John Schaefer.
The Israeli military is reporting Israeli troops this morning killed three Palestinians, one in connection with a deadly attack against Israelis. Forces entered the city of Nablus in the early morning hours and raided an apartment where the men were located. According to the statement from the military, troops and the suspects exchanged gunfire where the three men were killed. A whistleblower has come forward claiming President Biden was criminally involved in a pay-for-policy voting while vice president. The claim says the FBI and the Department of Justice had the information before the 2020 election. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer has now issued a subpoena requiring the FBI to turn over the FD 1023 document to them. Senator Josh Hawley on Fox News last night.
Sunshine is the best disinfectant. We all need to see it. Let's get it all out there so people can see what the facts are.
USA News.
Hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryne Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion. Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing chickendinnercasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chickendinnercasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner, like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
The world's first RSV, or respiratory vaccine, is now FDA approved.
The vaccine was developed by pharma giant GSK. The shot is for adults ages 60 and over. A late-stage clinical trial showed the single-dose vaccine lowers the risk of symptoms by 83% and of severe illness by 94%. The CDC still needs to recommend the shot before it's available to the public, and a CDC advisory committee is scheduled to meet in June. I'm Skip Kelly.
The Florida State Legislature passed a bill yesterday that would make it a trespassing misdemeanor for those over 18 to use some bathrooms that do not align with the sex the person was assigned at birth. The bill, called the Safety and Private Spaces Act, affects bathrooms and changing rooms in the state and local government buildings, schools, colleges, and detention centers. The Florida Legislature is expected to wrap up its two-month legislative session tomorrow. Want to save more money? Apparently, there's an app for that.
In a sense, Apple's high-yield savings account attracted just shy of $1 billion in deposits in the first 4 days of its launch. That's according to a Forbes report. The tech giant launched a high-yield savings account last month as more consumers are hoping to take advantage of the ongoing high-interest rate environment. I'm Ryan Daniels.
National Hockey League playoffs continue tonight. Florida at Toronto and Seattle at Dallas. Lance Pry, USA News.
Progressive covers medicine or auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is...
Oh, what is that?
That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protection. There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive auto insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.